Teamwork isn't just nice to have in business, it's the undisputed competitive advantage. When your team members work as a unified force, your whole operation benefits through higher productivity, thriving creativity, and unstoppable momentum. Welcome to the Impactful Teamwork Podcast, where we share with you strategies and tactics to help you develop game-changing teams so that you and your business can make a real difference in the world. Welcome to this, the first edition of Impactful Teamwork. My name's Julia Felton, and I'm going to be your guide and navigator throughout this podcast series. And I am delighted that you are here with us today. So before I share a little bit with you about who I am and why I decided to launch this podcast, I think it's really important that we just spend a moment and think about, well, why are you listening to this podcast and who are you and what are you doing here? Well, in my experience, you are probably likely to be a business leader or an executive that has a responsibility for team and wants to find a better way to help your teams work more effectively together. Maybe you're frustrated about the silo mentality that you find around yourself, or the fact that your teams just don't have as much passion and commitment for the business as you do. They keep coming to you with problems rather than solutions, and they just don't seem to be empowered to make decisions. So, this podcast is all about helping you find solutions to those problems and many more. And trust me, this will be really actionable, things that you can take away and implement immediately. Because I am so passionate about teams, I believe that teamwork is paramount to the success of any business. And that leaders need to understand that without team members pulling together in the same direction, in other words, with the same purpose, with the same focus, then success is likely to be curtailed. Maybe not in the short term, but definitely in the long term. And so I see teamwork as this unique competitive advantage that each and every one of us has access to, but yet in my experience, so few leaders leverage to their full potential. And Patrick Lencioni, who's written a lot about why teams don't work, and we'll delve into some of those in later editions of this podcast series, says it's not finance, it's not strategy, it's not technology, it's teamwork that remains the ultimate competitive advantage, because it's both so powerful and so rare. Whilst individuals are all part of our organization, the power of teamwork is in taking those individuals and getting them to work and collaborate together to form highly effective teams. And it's definitely a case for me of the synergy of 1 + 1 = 3. Because we can have amazing individuals, but actually when we put all these individuals together and they work collectively and effectively together, we can achieve more than the sum of the parts. And Michael Jordan sums this up really well when he said, talent wins games, but it's teamwork and intelligence that wins championships. I'm sure that you have amazing people working on your team, but what would be the power of getting all those amazing people to work collectively? How could you magnify the results of your business as a result of that? So what are some of the benefits of being in a team? Well, one of the benefits for me of teamwork is that the fact that there are more people means there's more ideas. We've got more resources. They've got more time and energy available to them than one individual would have. And teamwork allows us as leaders to maximize our own potential, but also maximize the potential of each single team member when we know the roles to put them in and help them do things that unleash their energy and thing. And the people are doing roles and activities that make them thrive, that get them into a state called flow. There's more energy flowing, and therefore the business will start to grow. And of course, teams, because we are a collective, provide multiple perspectives on how we can reach a goal, as everyone sees something from a different direction. So now we get this more creative flow of ideas and innovations, and even, you know, identification of stumbling blocks that we might not have seen as an individual. So we get a much more holistic view of what might happen. And teams also help keep leaders accountable for the goals. And yet, in all my work with organizations, I see more and more business leaders failing to harness the potential of their teams for success. And in a moment, we'll look about some of the myths about why this might happen. But before I delve into that, I really just want to take a moment to share with you a little bit about me and why I'm so passionate about teamwork. So as I've said, my name's Julia Felton. I'm a leadership development specialist, and purpose-driven business leaders and senior executives hire me when they want to leverage the power of effective teamwork to accelerate the growth of their business. And they do this because most of them don't know how to get their team members working collaboratively together and allocate the right people to the right roles at the right time. And in order to mitigate the silo work mentality that I see that exists in so many organizations. So what I do is I enable them to re-energize their teams and align them behind that shared vision. So the bottom line of what I'm really doing is I'm helping senior leadership teams and business owners harness the energy of their people to create more productive, profitable, and engaged organizations. And I've been working in the field of leadership development for the last decade. And prior to that, I had a career in the corporate world. And I was really, really fortunate. I spent 15 years at companies like Arthur Andersen and Deloitte. And I was hired into those organizations to create a very, very specialist hospitality research team division. That was a division that I created from an idea on a piece of paper and grew to be the global market leader for them, until which point we sold the business. And what I realized running that business was how important teams were for me to get everything to do. So when I first started the business, it was just me. And by the time I left, we had a team of over 25 people around the globe working for me. So I really started from a grassroots level to understand how important it was to get the right people on the right teams at the right time doing the right things and how to get them to work effectively together. And my teams were located across the world. So I had to manage teams in remote locations around the world. But also I had to navigate in a large organization like Deloitte, the matrix management system that exists, and learn how to influence people that didn't directly report to me. And I rapidly realized that once we had sold that business division that I run at Deloitte, I then decided to set up my own business in this whole area of people development, because I realized that it doesn't matter what we do in business. It's all down to the people. It's all down to the effectiveness of the teams that we have. And that's what's going to make the difference to our business success. And yet with the companies I work for, so many times, we still have this big focus on profit at the expense of our people. Now, I don't buy into that at all. I think that that is back to front. I believe we've got to invest in people in order to achieve better profits, better productivity, more effectiveness in the organization. And one of the things that really used to frustrate me when I was in the corporate world was this complete waste of time, energy, and resources. Because I used to witness day in, day out, teams across the organization working on similar projects and not collaborating and sharing resources together so that they could get the best results. And interestingly, when I looked to nature and my herd of horses, in nature, there is no wasted time, energy, and resources. So this really got me thinking about is there a better way that we can work and operate that we can learn from nature? Because I believe that the current ways that we run and lead businesses are no longer fit for purpose for the 21st century, and we need a new model. And I believe that model exists in nature. So throughout this podcast, you will find me referencing the natural world and my herd of horses for insights into how we can improve collaboration within the organization. Because the one thing that nature does so well is nature understands the power of interconnectedness and interdependence. Nature understands that we can't do something in isolation, that everything we do has an impact. This is called the law of cause and effect. This is one of the universal laws. So everything we do has an impact on everything else. And yet, as leaders and teams, most of us are pretty unaware of that. We really don't understand the impact we make on other people. And I like to refer to this impact and refer to it in the sense of being a ripple, because we can all create, and we all do create, an impact ripple. It's just a question of whether we're doing it consciously or unconsciously. And a lot of leaders and teams that I see are creating this negative ripple around them because they're totally unaware of what's going on. So what's a great example of that in business? It might be that one part of the organization is hoarding resources. They've got access to something that other people in the organization could really benefit from. But by doing that and holding onto that resource, they're preventing the success of other areas of the organization. So one of the things, because my background initially was in the hotel industry and working in hotels, is that I sometimes freelance and run catering events for people. And I often see this when I'm doing events, because we're out in the middle of a field or a location. We've got limited resources. And yet I see other managers not wanting to share their resources to help me. I'm always one of those people that's super collaborative and make sure that, you know, I can help everybody else out. And when we do that, then everybody wins. Because I believe in a world where success is a team sport, and that we all need to participate in order for the collective to win. So this ripple effect is super, super powerful. And yet, as I said, most individuals and most teams are really not thinking about the impact that they are making around the world and within their own organizations as well. And we will start diving in some of the other episodes as to how do we create that ripple effect? How do we consciously become aware of the impact we're having on others around us? Because this is so, so important. But I think that leads me to the next thing that I want to talk about today, which is why I called this podcast Impactful Teamwork. So the word impactful has followed me around for quite a long time. And indeed, my first book, Unbridled Success, How the Secret Life of Horses Impacts Your Leadership, Teamwork and Communication Skills, was really the first time I started to codify what impactful looks like. And it's actually an acronym for what I believe are the key leadership and teamworking skills that each and every one of us need in order to be successful. And right now, I'm just going to share with you what each of the letters stand for. But again, in future episodes, we're going to delve down into what each of these mean. But the I in impactful for me is all about intuition. This is about how, as leaders, we are able to listen to that gut feeling inside of us. It's been shown that we have more brain cells in our stomach than we do in our brain. Shocking, isn't it? But we've all got intuition, and I love the term intuition. This was taught to me by an American horsewoman, actually. But people had always talked to me about the word intuition, and I never really understood it. I didn't really understand what it meant. But she broke down the meaning of the word intuition, inner tuition teaching. So our intuition is that inner knowledge that we have about something. And I'm sure you've all experienced this. You've walked into a room, maybe a business meeting, and you just know somebody's having a bad day, right? You don't know why you know, but you just know. And this is because you're reading the energy in the room. Your intuition is reading what's going on, reading the nonverbal body cues that are happening. And you get this hit about something going on. You know, I remember reading stories, and a friend of mine actually happened, this happened to them. They really got a gut hit of their intuition just before 9/11. They were actually meant to be on one of those planes that flew into the Twin Towers. But they had an intuition that they shouldn't get on that flight, and they didn't, and that saved their life. So this is how powerful our intuition is. The problem is a lot of us are really disconnected from it and really not listening to what it tells us. The M of impactful is about mastering communication. So all great leaders and teams are able to be really effective communicators. They understand that communication is the lifeblood of a business. If we can't communicate effectively, we can't get anything done. And they understand that communication isn't just solely about the words that we say. It's also about our body language and our verbal tonality. These are also important parts of communication. So master communicators understand how to effectively get their message across to other people. But they also know as well how to effectively listen and hear what is being said to them. And that's a skill that not a lot of people have. If you think about it, were you ever told at school how to listen? We have lessons in how to learn to write, but nobody teaches us how to listen. And most people don't listen very effectively. The P of impactful is for personal boundaries. Boundaries are so important in business and in life. And as a woman, sometimes I know my boundaries aren't as effective as they could be. Having boundaries means being able to say no to people without having any fear of guilt and shame and judgment about why you have said no. Boundaries also help us stay really clear as business leaders on what we want to do. There are a wealth of opportunities out there. But which ones do we follow? We need to have really clear boundaries on where we're heading and what our goals and objectives are so that we stay on that path. The A of impactful is for authenticity. So this is how we show up. How do we show up and be vulnerable and be ourselves at work? Bring our true self to work. And authenticity is getting written about a lot in the workplace at the moment because we've moved from a place where, certainly when I worked in the corporate world over a decade ago, there was work Julia and home Julia, and the two never met. We've begun to realize and recognize that we are a whole person, and we bring our personal lives to work, and we take our work lives home. And so being authentic is showing up as we fully are and not putting on a mask and pretending to be somebody we're not. And that's a whole topic in itself that, again, we'll deal with on another podcast. The C of impactful stands for connection, but also credibility and confidence. Within a team, we need to learn how to connect effectively together. Teams are based on relationships. Business is based on relationships. And we all need to learn how to connect effectively with other people. And my horses are masters about teaching the art of connection. The T stands for trust and transparency. We need to build trust in relationships with other people. Without trust, there is no relationship. Stephen Covey, in his book, The Speed of Trust, says that when trust increases in organizations, the cost of business goes down. And the converse is true. When there are low levels of trust, the cost of business goes up. So we need to learn how to build trust and be really transparent with people about what's going on in the organization. The F of impactful stands for full attention. This is all about being present in the moment. For many of my clients, they are running through life worried about what happened in the past or concerned about what might happen in the future. When we're in the present moment, we're in the here and now. We can't worry about the past or the future because we're just worrying on what is happening right now. And when we're in the present moment, we're giving everything our full attention that it deserves. Only when we are present can we really fully listen and connect with other people and have effective conversations. The U is for unity. This is all about creating harmony and collaboration. If we don't have a collaborative approach, a win-win approach, then we will operate from a mindset of lack, which is about a win-lose mentality. And that's never going to be successful in business. We always want to create teams and businesses where we're wanting to make everyone thrive together. And I believe that there is an abundance of resource out there. We don't need to hoard resources, make somebody else lose in order to be successful. There's enough out there for everybody. And the L finally stands for leader self. It's all about looking after yourself. As a leader, we need to look after ourselves. We need to be really self-aware about what do we need in the moment. Do we need to rest and relax? Do we need to push forward? And that's the same within teams. We need to be aware within our teams of at what points does the team need to rest? At what time does the team need to accelerate to the next level? So this is why I've called the podcast Impactful Teamwork, because it looks at these fundamental attributes that each and every person needs within a team in order for it to be successful. But of course, great teamwork also relies on having really self-aware individuals within the team. So, and as a leader, we can't lead a team effectively if we're not aware of ourselves and what is going on for us. So impactful works at both a leadership level, at a team level, but also an environmental level as well. This is all about the culture of the organization. So I promised you when we started today, I would talk a little bit about some of the myths that I think hold up about why teams don't operate effectively. So the first myth is that teams are harmonious groups of people who compromise their needs for the sake of the group. So what do I mean by that? Well, the reality is that good teams are made up of a diverse group of people with different perspectives and needs. And when this diversity is really, really recognized and appreciated and embraced, it becomes a real strength. And it enables the team to overcome roadblocks that might derail it. So with this in mind, it's really important that when we're building teams, we identify all the different range of talents and help team members understand the impact and contribution they can make to a team. Because only when people understand their impact and contribution they can make, are they going to feel really engaged and motivated and want to actively contribute to the team. So the second myth I want to dispel is that team conflict is unhealthy. Because actually, conflict can be really healthy. And in fact, I encourage it, actively encourage it in teams, but it needs to be harnessed for the common good, rather than be suppressed. And I see a lot of teams where people aren't speaking up. There's conflict going on, but nobody is addressing it. And then it stays suppressed. So conflict is an energy source. This is why I talk about I harness the energy of people and why conflict is so important, because conflict is this energy source that when it's directed towards the team's goal or mission, helps create momentum. And it actually moves a project forward rather than stopping it in its tracks. The problem comes, of course, because people dislike conflict and they suppress it. And that creates that negativity, that frustration. And it's that negativity and frustration and lack of communication and articulation that just puts such negative energy into the project and can enable it to get derailed. So it's much better if this conflicting energy gets surfaced and is channeled in a really positive way to come up with new ideas and approaches that can help move a project forward for the team. There's also a third common myth that I'd like to dispel today, which is that most people like teamwork. And I think we assume that because we're humans, we're all social beings, that we all like to work together. But actually, there was some research done by Wright Consultancy, and it discovered that only 33% of the working population enjoyed teamwork. 33% of the working population preferred working alone, and 33% were pretty neutralized to their stance. So it's really important then as leaders, when we're building teams, that we need to know the drivers of our people and their preferred working styles, and then create roles that best leverage their skills and method of working. The fourth myth I'd like to dispel today is that teams are easy to influence and manage. And I think for any of you on this podcast today, if you're listening, you're probably listening because you need some help managing and influencing your team. Because leading and managing teams requires a different set of skills from those required to day-to-day management of operations. And this is because we need to be able to lead and inspire and motivate others. And we need to understand the difference between delegation and empowerment. As teams work best when they're given direction and then allowed to reach their goals on their own. Micromanagement, keeping control, actually hampers teamwork and engagement and stops innovation. And actually, what we're signaling to team members is we don't trust them to get on with the job. So we're actually lowering the levels of trust within the team. And finally, senior leaders encourage teamwork. That's a myth, we think. We think that senior leaders encourage teamwork. But in my experience, that isn't necessarily the case. It still is, as Patrick Lencioni said, this, you know, ultimate competitive advantage that's really not being tapped very effectively. Because a lot of leaders that I work with are anxious about the potential loss of power and control when they create teams. And a study, it's a quite old study now, it was back in 1990, but it discovered that while senior leaders outwardly encouraged teamwork, internally, they were pretty uncomfortable with the process because they were worried it might expose their own weaknesses. And this can be a result of office politics with a team with one team withholding resources, like I shared earlier on, from another, in order to exert their authority. And this thinking is driven by fear because leaders realize they always need to hire people better than themselves so that their weaknesses can be mitigated. But when leaders really realize that what matters is not their ego, they become more collaborative and they work together across the various aspects of the business to achieve success. Now, as I've said earlier, I often look to nature for solutions because nature really understands the importance of teamwork and working synergistically together to achieve success. Nature works in harmony and unity together. And I'll be sharing, in the next episode, I think, what I've learned from my horse herd about how to work in harmony and unity together, because a horse herd has to operate that way. As prey animals, they need to operate in a way that enables health and harmony and unity to stay intact to maintain the safety of the entire herd. And so on the next podcast, I'll be sharing with you the lessons from the diamond model about how to create effective teams and how the horse herd works effectively together. But as you draw this episode to a close, I really want to leave you with another quote from Simon Manwaring, who says this: creating a better world requires teamwork, partnership, and collaboration. As we need an army of companies to work together to build a better world within the next few decades. This means corporations must embrace the benefit of cooperating with one another. So today, I'd like to leave you with thought about how can you work more effectively together? How can you create impactful teams? And how can those impactful teams make a positive impact, create this positive ripple effect that helps you grow your business and take it to the next level? Thank you so much for your time, attention, and investing in listening to this podcast today. I really do appreciate it. And if you've got any questions, just do reach out to us. But I look forward to meeting you and seeing you on the next podcast, where we're going to be talking all about the Diamond Model and how we can help use that to build more effective teams that make an impact. Thanks so much. See you soon. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening to the Impactful Teamwork podcast. Please stay tuned for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating on your favorite platform. Recommendations are essential for attracting new listeners. Please follow us on social media at Julia Felton and at Business Horsepower. And if there are any topics you'd like us to cover on future episodes, please do let me know. Remember, you and your team are always making an impact. What impact will you make today?